Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello everyone, welcome back to the Double Cleanse podcast, a podular cast, with me, James Welsh.
And me, Robert Welsh. Hi.
Where we talk all things about skincare, makeup, being an influencer.
Being influencer, being online.
Everyone's been online.
Everyone's been online, I should hope. but yeah, that's what we talk about. I'm back from a break I didn't have. 100%.
Yes, you were not on a break
no,
at all.
It was me in the last episode.
It's always been
and
me.
I won't hear anything else.
They won't let anybody tell me anything. Listen, we have, I'm very excited, and I know we say this every time we have a guest. I'm super excited today because we have Raw Beauty Christy on our podcast. Can you believe? I really, really wanted to speak to Christy about being a mother online and being somebody who so publicly, that sounds really weird, publicly has a child.
A public mum.
But I always feel like, I think with anything, there's a certain sense of, I don't know how to describe it, almost like...
Entitlement.
Entitlement. There's a sense of people obviously wanting to know everything about you and unsolicited advice, things like that. But I thought... Obviously, we can't speak on... I haven't had a child. I don't know about you.
I've not been a public mother before.
I've never been a mother in public.
No.
So we thought, who better who had a successful YouTube career? She's had collaborations with brands like Pure and Colourpop, which sold out almost instantly. And then she completely changed things up in her life and had this child. She has an amazing story about finding out she was pregnant and the birth story. If you haven't watched it already, we'll talk about it a little bit later, but do go and watch it. Prepare to cry. Prepare to be walking around your room like, oh my God.
Yeah, I'm folding clothes, but folding now I'm crying.
Now I'm crying. So do go and watch it. Let's get straight into it because I'm so, I'm really looking forward to this and really interested to see what Christy has to say about everything.
Let's do it.
Let's just go ahead and do
let's
it.
Let's just do it.
And go.
Go.
Well, here we are with... Do you prefer Raw Beauty Christy or RBK?
RBK. You know, whatever's in your heart, whatever you feel,
It feels strange to say, like somebody whose screen name is, for example, Raw Beauty Christy, it feels weird just saying Christy.
Yeah, it feels informal.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? You do you. But I'm going to say, we'll introduce as Raw Beauty Christy, but we could just call me Christy. RBK is fine too. Hey, I like it all.
So we are here with Christy. Everyone knows you, but go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself anyway. Where are you online? Who are you online?
Who am I? I don't even know anymore.
We're getting deep straight away.
Okay, all right. Well, I have channel Raw Beauty Christy. I've been doing it for, 10 years? Have I?
Wow.
Maybe? My God. do beauty stuff, but I also try to branch out into other things as well because, 10 years of talking about, makeup. I kind of covered all the topics. I feel covered though. And I try to, branch out into talking about other things like mental health and motherhood and all kinds of different things, because it's life in general. Even though I get kind of pigeonholed into beauty because it is literally in my YouTube name. But it's nobody's fault but my own. But I love beauty and I love talking about it, and it's, what I've been doing for a really long time. But that's what I do. I just
I do have to add something to that. You are the first beauty YouTuber I've ever seen fix a lawnmower tractor.
Oh my god. Yes.
And I totally fixed it.
Yeah, you did. I was watching that video. So for those who don't know, you have another channel with your husband, right? Yeah.
Yes.
Called The Sweet Life of Zach and Christy.
Yes.
Which is the most.
I love that channel so much.
And this is what I really like about it. You mentioned talking about other things. And I think when, especially being in like the beauty world, it's nice to have that break away and be like, you know what, this is something else I really enjoy in life. Fixing lawnmowers. I have to say, I'm in one of your videos, you showed, I think it's called a Tudor greenhouse.
Oh, yeah.
Like a picture of it. I've never wanted a greenhouse ever in my life, but I want that Tudor greenhouse.
I will not care for that
so much. There'll be nothing in it, but I just want it. It looks so, I know, and so nice.
Got it ordered, and it'll be here in October, and I'm so excited.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God.
I know. I've never been so excited. I outside of other things that I do, like my beauty channel, I'm a pretty mundane lady. Like a greenhouse excites me like nothing else excites me.
Right.
Flowers, growing things. Yeah, it's just,
yeah.
I like all the simple shit.
Can I ask you a question, like straight from that? You have, well, I've always started talking about the topic we're doing today, but just very quickly, now you have the other channel where you do more, like something else you're into. Do you find your interests are changing in what you want to post? Because on your main channel at the moment, you did speak about, I want to change it up a little bit, which is totally, I think, the trend in how YouTube is going. People don't just want to see the same content from a creator anymore. I think they want that diversity. Do you find your interest shifting more away from makeup at the moment?
At the moment, yes. And it's not that it's fully away. I really love putting makeup on.
Yeah.
It's more that once I had my son, it's so weird. I can't describe it, and I couldn't have foreseen it happening because it's just not something that you can know until you know. But
right,
it's like everything took on a new meaning almost. So like that's why I'm like exercising now, and why I'm like really trying to work on my mental health. All that stuff that was like kind of back burner for me before now becomes front burner. All the things that are like to me, it, like qualities I want to instill into him in a way. Like I'm like, well, I can't be the best, you know, I want to show him, like, gardening becomes important because, like, I find it important to, like, know how to grow your own food and, like, take care of yourself and eat really healthy and know what's, you know, it's, beauty is really cool and I love it. And it's been something that I've been talking about for, like, 10 years, but it's almost like, I guess this is a podcast. I guess I can say it. I hesitate to say this stuff because I don't want my audience to think that I'm faking it when I do talk about makeup. I'm not.
Right.
I am interested in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it is. I wouldn't do it if I didn't like it. I'm not somebody that does something I don't like to do.
Right.
And I do find a lot of interest still in makeup, but it was my life in 2016 and now it's not my life anymore.
Yeah.
You know?
This is the thing. There was a whole, and we'll talk about, if you're okay, we're talking about your pregnancy story a little bit later on, but what you went through in terms of becoming pregnant, being pregnant, I can't imagine that makeup takes priority in all your feelings. You know what I mean? So of course things are going to shift and change because it's like, as if you can be like, what am I going to do with my spare time? Oh, I sort out my blushes.
Yeah.
You know, my brushes. Like all these things take priority. Yes, it's what you're kind of known for and how kind of, I guess everything started. I'm doing air quotes, so obviously people can't see everything started, but I can totally imagine. And I wanted to ask you some questions, and one of them felt, and I even put in an email to you, one of them felt so
irrelevant,
where I asked you about if, when you got pregnant, it feels so dumb.
It's stupid to say.
Did you think about how it would change your YouTube career? And in my mind, I'm like, I know your story of how you got pregnant and well, not how you got pregnant, but, you know, leading up to your pregnancy.
Sure. Yeah, well, you know. Okay, you know.
He knows how it works. I went to school. Leading up to your pregnancy, I'm like, that is the most irrelevant thing. Makeup, it has so much irrelevance in comparison to your story. Would I be correct in thinking that? Yeah. Is that how you felt?
I mean, It's hard because you asked that question and I actually, the answer immediately was like, oh, absolutely. Because I care so much about the things that I do. And what I got the fear of is that I built my YouTube channel on beauty and all of that stuff. And a lot of people say, no, you didn't. I'd watch you watch paint dry. Well, the views speak for themselves. No, you wouldn't. But, but you know, it's, it is scary to know, because I knew when I found out I was pregnant, I was like, this changes everything, because I know the kind of person that I am. I am not somebody that, I don't want to make it sound like I'm saying it in some kind of way, but I put my whole heart and soul into everything that I really, really care about. And I knew I'm going to love this baby a lot. So I knew immediately my channel is going to take a hit, and it just is, because it's scary because I had just, I literally, the moment I posted my pregnancy announcement on YouTube, I hit 1 million subscribers. The actual moment that it went live. So I was like, holy shit. It was such a huge, like, I've been working towards this for 10 years almost, you know? And it felt like this is the moment that I've been waiting for. I've been trying to grow my YouTube channel. I've been trying to, like, really make something out of this. Initially it started off as just a hobby, but then when you realize, oh shit, this could be a job, like I started taking it way more seriously.
Yeah, of course.
So to know that at the time where my channel's becoming the most relevant, I know I can literally foresee the future of, like, I'm not going to be able to put as much time, effort, and care into this as I want, because I already know this baby's going to take up all of my time. And I was absolutely right. I mean, absolutely. More so than I ever could have imagined. Yeah. So I did think about my YouTube channel and still do a lot. I mean, I have a conversation with my husband about it every day because I'm not putting out as much as I want to, but also priorities, I will always pick him over YouTube.
Of course.
But this, you know, it's so hard because
it's difficult.
It is.
Yeah.
I
wanted to ask, do you feel that some people almost call you out for not posting as much content on YouTube despite knowing that you are a mother?
I was going to say that there should be, I say this being a YouTuber for 5 years, knowing better, but surely there is a amount of common sense from an audience or from viewers that, of course, you're a new mother now, your priorities have changed, and you're not going to be as present online. Or do you find that people are like, well, we knew this was going to happen. Where's she gone?
Yeah.
Where's she
going now? Do you find that that's her audience, you know?
And I will preface this by saying, of all the people, of all the moms, I'm the most sensitive to that shit. I am not, I can make it sound like the internet really berates me, but really, is it that many? No, most people are understanding. Most of the audience is amazing, kind, wonderful, perfect, like angels, totally like, oh my gosh, you upload so much. But the little small percentage that does say it really hits me hard. So what I will say is, I think that there is an expectation of, you work from home, your husband works with you from home, you don't have an excuse. We all have jobs. We had to go back to work and we didn't have the excuse to, like, get your shit together and put up YouTube videos. And in a way, they're not wrong. I do work from home. I am so unfathomably lucky to be able to be here with him all day. I'm not great at prioritizing. I'll just be the first to say that I'm not great at, like I just get caught up in the day and then I'm like, oh my God, it's 6 p.m. I forgot to film again. So I have to really make a concerted effort to, like, okay, you take him, you go for a walk, I'm going to go film my YouTube video. It's a whole thing now. Before it was just like, I could take it leisurely, get ready, do all that stuff. Now it's like, okay, go! And I have to, like, run and go film a YouTube video super duper fast. And, like, and so, yeah, people are understanding. But in a way, I think that, no, they're not as well, because I did post a lot about my pregnancy online. Because the way that I view that is, it's my pregnancy, it's my body, and I have consent over posting myself. Like, I can talk about, oh man, I have restless legs, I have this going on, and I posted my birth story, and so I did all of that stuff. But when I didn't post my son, when I don't share him, when they don't see the finished product and feel like they got some, not all people, obviously, but there's no, like, finale in a way, because I'm not, he doesn't have consent to be on the internet. I don't want to exploit my child. I don't I know people want to see him. I know, yeah. And I know it's frustrating, but it's not, it's nobody's, like, nobody's entitled to my child on the internet. No, and I know exactly. I shared my pregnancy. And so people are like, well, you fucking hyped us up for this shit. Where's the baby? And I'm like, I know, but it was different when he wasn't here. Now that he's here, yeah. It hits different.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that as like a separate question, because I do, you know, we've got friends and family who put their babies online. And of course, that's their choice. And I, you know, as someone who's never going to have a baby, I do still have opinions about it. I would be like you. I would personally wait until they're old enough to make a choice about whether they do want to be online. Because we were saying you could literally have your whole life online and look back at like a whole trail of your life, and everyone else can see that too. So do you think your opinion is different to others because you are so present?
Can I add something to that as well? I think being influencers and being online, we know very much what comes along with that. And by that, I mean hate comments, pure judgment, pure people perceiving you as somebody, which maybe are thought slightly, as something maybe you're not as a person. When people ask me personally to see my fiance, our parents, all that.
Mum, it's the weirdest
absolutely,
thing.
Absolutely not. What goes through my mind is, what if they see something somebody says that's horrible about them? The feeling of somebody saying something nasty, and I can't even imagine, like, if somebody says something nasty about my clothes, I'm like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
I can't imagine that to your child.
Yes.
Did that play a part in your choice of whether your son would be online?
Absolutely. And see, the thing is that I didn't know I would be this way until he was here, because it was the initial, so he was born and I was like, I don't know if I should share him. I don't know. I was really back and forth on it. I have shared some pictures of him. I showed him a little bit in a YouTube video once. It was after I did that I was like, it was the response from certain people that I never talked about online. I never showed their comments or anything like that. It became inappropriate and demanding very, very quickly. Right. And I thought, you don't, so I'm on the internet. I've seen the comments. I've seen hideous things about myself on there.
Mm-hmm.
And my one job as a mother is to protect this child. And if I'm putting him out there against his will, he has no idea what a camera even is. So I'm putting it in his face. I'm showing him. Yeah. I'm showing all his funny things to all these internet strangers for like what likes. I mean, to me, I don't judge other people for doing. I judge certain family vloggers. I'm not gonna lie.
Oh
like,
yeah,
100%. You know. I mean, yeah. But I mean, most people are just wanting to share their adorable kid. I want to share. Am I still on? I have a red thing.
Yeah. You're fine.
Good. Yeah.
Okay. I want to share my son. I want the world to see how cute he is. He's literally the cutest thing in the world that I could ever imagine. But I have to hold back on that because I do know what the internet is. And if he saw something that I posted out of what? For a momentary like, oh, cute. You know what I mean? Like what?
Yeah. What's it doesn't the point? Make sense. It really doesn't make sense. Yeah. It does scare me a bit. And you mentioned as well, people like being outraged that there was almost like no end result to your pregnancy for them. Yeah. And it does scare me. I feel like, and you said as well, it's kind of this in between. It's like, so we put our lives out there, not all our lives. We can control how much we put on the internet. And when people get to a point where it's like,
so sorry.
No, you're good. Where people get to a point where it's like, no, I demand to see your child. Yeah. It becomes weird. It becomes uncomfortable. And it almost becomes creepy, you know?
Yeah, and there's an entitlement. But there's also the other side of, I do not know who's watching. If I knew that my well-intentioned audience who has followed me since the beginning were the only people out there watching, oh my God, fine. But I do not control who's on the internet, what they're consuming this content for. People look up videos of kids for what God knows what reasons. Most of it's probably not nefarious, but you never know. And so my point is, even if there's one person out there that's ill-intentioned, that's enough for me. He doesn't need to be on the internet. There's no benefit other than like people getting the satisfaction of seeing a cute baby. But for me, it's deeper than that. And it's probably not that deep, but to me,
but you
I
know
just...
what? On the, yeah, and on the other hand, you'll have those people that are like, "Oh, she's using her baby for content, for money."
Yes,
we
yes.
know you're getting paid, you know, and it yeah. gets a little bit. We know you can't win online anyway. You know, there's that in between, and we're just lucky we have like supportive followers and subscribers. Yeah. But I feel like either way, you can't win.
You can't.
The thing I really wanted to touch on today was what's online considered like mum shaming. Mm-hmm. Now, I've kind of experienced with, I noticed that when people have a child, there's a lot of, and it's from family and it's from friends, there's a lot of unasked for advice. Mm-hmm. And it can be little things like, you know, oh, shouldn't they be sleeping? Don't you want to hold them like this? You know, mm-hmm. all this kind of stuff. How have you experienced that? I don't want to say how, because you probably most definitely have experienced that with people maybe sending you messages being like, have you tried this? Have you tried this without asking? And how yeah. does that, how do you feel about that? Because sometimes if somebody messages me something like, have you tried doing this? For example, my scar is a big one. When people are like, have you tried drawing it in? It's like, I never ask. I really like it and I never ask. And so if yeah. I find that slightly frustrating and slightly offensive, again, being having a child and then, yeah. you know, everyone watching you experience being a parent. How does that happen a lot? And how do you take it?
I don't take anything well because I don't, because it means so much to me that when I'm criticized for it, it really affects me differently. It's like when somebody calls me fat, literally don't care. Call me fat all day long. Does not
bother
me.
Say whatever you want. Yeah.
Yeah. I do not care because it does not affect me. Like, oh, I suck at makeup. Cool. It's makeup. It washes off. But like,
and other
criticize
people like
the
it.
One.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And criticize the one thing though that I feel like really matters to me in on a deep level. It really bothers me. However, I will say that I have sort of caused a lot of the problem myself because I have this weirdly parasocial relationship with my followers. Not anymore as much, but it's normally like they have a parasocial relationship with the person they're watching. Like we feel like we're friends, but you know, but I'm sort of the opposite too, because I did have such a small following for a long time. I felt like I did know a lot of my subscribers and followers on a deeper level. And so when I had him, I would ask a lot of questions like on Twitter, like, hey, my baby doesn't sleep. He doesn't sleep. Help me. help me get sleep. But that bit me in the ass because that might just be one of my biggest criticisms right now of like, quit asking your followers for advice, ask your family doctor. It's interesting because pregnancy, I got the most unsolicited advice, like literally leave me alone. I didn't ask. I don't want to know. And I don't get it as much with motherhood now because I'm just not sharing as much about it.
Yeah.
Because I can't hear it without getting like I just get too angry about stuff like that. Like it's when the criticizing is about like my character or that I'm not doing good enough. I just don't, it's so hard because like I said, when it's about something that like doesn't, like makeup washes off. So you say I suck at makeup. Okay, cool. I don't know. Like, you know, we all kind of have different levels of skill in that regard. And that's fine. That's your opinion. I totally accept your opinion. And I agree. Everyone should be able to have opinion, whatever they want. It just hits different when it's about something like that. But I think that I inadvertently kind of did it to myself by trying to, I don't know, almost treat my following like a Facebook moms group, because I have a lot of moms that follow me that start like, I'm like, hey, does this sound normal? And they're like, oh my God, like stop asking your followers for advice. So that's a lot of,
but you do that. I'm always on Twitter and it's like simple things. Like, does anyone know a mirror that's high up?
Yeah.
And things like you ask those are questions and it is always, you ask something and people like Google it. It's like, no, I want a human. You want a human interaction.
Want to hear those actual experiences.
Someone, who has those feelings as well. Of, for example, like you were saying, your baby can't sleep. Has anyone physically experienced this and come up with anything?
Yeah, that's the thing, is that you can Google it, but by the time I'm bringing it to my subscribers, I already have, and I've already tried all the things. So I'm kind of looking for something like maybe different that I haven't thought of, or I already have asked my doctor, and she said something and it didn't work out, you know, her suggestion. So I'm trying to see like, hey, any other moms out there, any miracle suggestions, anything?
Right.
And, you know, I think that that's kind of done me more harm than good a lot of times, because that's a big thing that a lot of people say, like, you ask too much, you need to just like stop. And I'm like, okay. So I did, you know, I'm not doing that anymore. And
but I feel like as well, that's a modern way of being a parent, reaching out to other people. I'm, again, not being a parent, I can't like say, you know, but I can imagine it feeling quite, although you have a husband, a child, it must feel like only another mother can understand
yes.
the exact position you're in. So I feel like that's part of being a modern parent, might be to reach out to people online. And again, it's that balance in between, like people being like, oh, you're asking too many questions. Oh, you're not giving us enough. Mm-hmm. It's a really awkward balance.
It is. And it's hard because I don't have any mom friends. Well, I do. I have one who's in the same, well, I have two that are in the same stage of life as me, but we're in it together. I can't like ask them for advice because we're literally both like navigating this at the same time. Like, I don't know what I'm doing. And so I don't have anyone to ask.
Yeah.
And we're in the middle of a pandemic. Like, I can't just go join a mops group where I'm like sitting around a bunch of other moms and we could be like, oh yeah, no, my kid did that too. Like, I'm just stuck in this house and being like, am I doing this right? Because I literally don't know. They don't teach you anything. They just give you a baby. You just go home with it. Take care of it. Yeah. Keep it alive. And you're like, oh my God, I don't know how.
That just sounds terrifying. It just sounds it's a human life.
And then you just take it home.
Like you said.
Wait, what?
Okay.
Yeah.
And not only that, but the one response to like them, okay, being hungry, being tired, being having a full diaper, it's all just crying. So which one is it? I don't know. Yeah. And then the sound of crying is making you get anxiety. And you're like, I've done all the things. I don't know what to do. Yeah. And then you're just like, I don't know what I'm doing. And nobody, people can try to prepare you, but there is no preparing you enough. Yeah. It is like,
it's like just really cheesy, isn't it? But it's that whole thing of like, there's no right way to do it. Like, there's just no one size fits all. Like, there's no, well, there are plenty of mum books.
There's plenty of
but
right ways.
Yeah.
But everyone thinks their way.
The same.
Yeah, but everyone thinks their way is the right way. And that's what's really hard, specifically about motherhood and parenting, is that when you talk about like mom shaming and you talk about all of that, it happens because everyone feels like they're doing it the right way. They're the best mom and they are. And if you don't do it the way that I do, you're a shitty parent. And that's just not true. At the end of the day, we all have incredibly different babies. My friend's baby, chill, dude. He could just vibe all day long. He's just vibing. He's just having the best time, smiling and everyone hanging out. My kid is just a lot more hands-on. He needs bounced constantly and like a lot of interaction. He's never chill. He's just a lot, you know? And so that's why when people are like, why don't you try this? It's like, for your kid, that just totally might work. But for mine, it's like, okay, oh, sure. let me just go like.
Oh, that will do.
And then they're like, no, try. Did you do this? Did you do it this way?
Yes. And at the end of the day, like, that's what we're all just surviving and doing our best. And I don't mean, I do want to say that when I was talking about like not sharing him on the internet, I don't judge other parents for doing that. Get why parents want to. I don't want it to come off like, if I had somebody out there who has shared their children on the internet, even influencers like that I follow, I love seeing their babies and I'm so happy they post them because I'm like, oh my God, you have the cutest kid ever. And I'm so like, he's so darling or she's just the cutest little thing. So I don't judge anyone at all. It's just a very personal decision for me, but I'm not doing it because I feel holier than thou, that I feel high and mighty. I just have to go with my gut. And what I've learned from the beginning of this thing is that when I go against my gut, I always regret it. So it feels wrong in my gut to post him. And you know what? That's fine. Then we're just not going to do it. And then he can choose it later.
Yeah. It's a very, it's very difficult to say, I don't want to do this without seeming like you're like shaming other people, but like you're against other people doing it. Whereas actually, it's fine. it's not that situation. You have different opinions. You have different ways you want to bring up your child, like in life.
But that's
in general.
Online, if viewers don't agree with your opinion, it's because their opinion's right.
I'm gonna say this, Robert, as me saying this, as me thinking it's a fact.
Not any of you two here.
If you think somebody isn't sharing enough of their life with you, and you don't physically know them in real life, you are too entitled to their life. That's all I'm going to say on that.
I don't disagree.
And I think that it's really, 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 really impossibly difficult to understand that when you're not a social media influencer. You can't know until you're in it. Because I used to be the biggest, most judgmental bitch about influencers. I was like, I was that irritating commenter because I didn't get it. I was even the person that was like, oh my God, shut that kid up when you're in the grocery store and it's crying. And you're like, oh my God, like control your child. And then you have a kid.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh my God, like just pay attention. It's like, you don't know what you're talking about. It's not that simple. Otherwise they fucking would. Like they would. Yeah. Nobody wants to hear that. But it's so easy to speak from a place when you just aren't in that position. So a lot of people are like, just upload every single day. It's not that hard. And it's like, no, physically, YouTube is not a hard job.
Oh, yeah. No, not yet.
In every other aspect, it's like nothing I've ever done.
Draining. Yeah. Yes. It's the weirdest thing. I always say this as well. Being on YouTube, and this comes back to making decisions like how much of your life you share with people. Putting yourself out there is terrifying. Mm-hmm. It's generally terrifying. When I got to 50,000 subscribers, I always say this, I was petrified and I was like, this is where I stop. Just on that, you know, it's not minimal because that's a big number, but on that tiny amount, I was like, I don't want this life.
Yeah.
It's because then you think, oh, what if somebody finds out my address? I put my address on Twitter once by accident and I was terrified. Yes. I took it down immediately. Mm-hmm. Somebody messaged me and I was, but it's like that over worrying about what you're sharing, what you're saying, what you're doing. And then to put something as vulnerable as a child online, to me, is and I'm quite, when I think about situations, I go quite intense. So if I had a child, I would be like, so what if somebody recognized my child? What if that person is crazy and they try and take my child because they know it's mine?
You're not wrong though, because in this world of the internet, to which everyone has access to it, and you have no control over who's watching, and I hate to be dark like this, but some people, and this has happened, it, not that this is the common norm or anything like that, but sometimes, like, okay, so there'll be like a little internet personality kid. An adult who's, you know, got fucking issues might become weirdly obsessed with that kid, and you don't 100%. Know if that's yours. Mm-hmm. And in that regard, like, I was nervous about posting shit to the internet, people finding my address, people, you know, all that kind of stuff before. Now I have somebody else that I have to protect who, if you like, I want to see that kid, because I have a lot of demanding messages like that where I block and delete those people immediately, where they're like, show us your baby, or, oh my gosh, like just really inappropriate, bizarre things that you just don't say about babies and kids to mothers. And but if that's what you feel comfortable sharing with me, what don't you feel comfortable sharing? You know what I mean? And it's really a scary thing. And I hate to be like that. I don't want to be somebody that's so overly guarded that I'm like, but in the same token, like I don't want people knowing where I am for me alone. So like now I've got this little thing that I love more than I could ever fathom. And I have the duty to protect. So like, nah, dude, get away. And I have gotten like, this is so, it made me so, this was when I was pregnant. I got a gift in the mail from a subscriber to my home address with my and my husband's last name attached, which we don't share online. And it had no return address, no name attached to it. How did they get my address? How do they know my name?
I don't think people realize
how actually terrifying. Like, I got a wrong order in Amazon without realizing it was a wrong order. I was like, they know where I live. I was like, someone's coming for me. Yeah. I was like, they've mapped out my house and they're coming for me.
It is terrifying.
It's terrifying.
You know the example I think of.
Even if they have the best intentions, it's scary.
And it was a good intention. She sent my baby a gift, but still to me, I'm like, Where did you?
And then you try to think, how did you get my address? Where is it? Is it somewhere public? Did you look? Yes. Did you Google my address? Like, it's really.
And how did you know get my address? My last name not out there. Like, how do you know my name?
It's insane. Yeah. This happened. This sounds like an extreme case, but it happened with some of the girls from Dance Moms. Did you know that?
No.
You know the show Dance Moms? Is it called Dance
Moms? I know of it,
It happened with, it was on, you know, Illuminati, who does like the MLM videos and like the investigation videos. She did one about, I think it was Dance Moms, and a guy was obsessed, I think it was with Maddie, was obsessed with her and was sending her gifts and sending and saying all this stuff. And there are people out there. We know the world is a fucking horrible place. There are definitely people out there that are you know, that kind of person.
Yeah, they take it to the extreme bizarre. Mm. And we don't know if they're out there, but that the fact of the matter is they could be somebody looking up my address because, wow, that baby's really cute and I want to go to her house and see her in person. You don't know. Mm, you just don't know. And I hate to be somebody, I don't want to sit around and like, oh, well, somebody's out there. They know that. And that's why it's just, for me, I'd just rather not even go there. You don't need to see him 100%. For a momentary second of being cute. 100%. Like, because it's just, to me, it's like, whatever the situation, even if it is everyone out there like, oh my gosh, he's so cute. What, do I want him to go viral? Is that what I'm looking for by posting it? Yeah. No. That would actually be awful of like a meme of my kid or some cute video going viral to millions of people that I don't know. And so that's the thing. I get nervous when I go viral. So I can't even, not that I've gone viral, but a couple of times my videos have gotten really, really out there.
And your pregnancy ones were both trending. Mm. Where both the ones that you posted were on the trending page, very high up from what I remember.
And I did not.
Did you get a lot of subscribers from that? And was that, do you think that's what made a lot of people feel like, okay, so what's next? Like, when do we see it? When do we see the baby? Do you know what I mean?
Like, it was like shocking. I never thought that pregnancy content would, first of all, be that popular. But absolutely, if you look at the day I posted my pregnancy video, like my subscriber growth is like, and then it was like this. And then the next pregnancy video, like this. And then the next. But I think that's why now I'm noticing that as I post more content, I'm losing those subscribers, which I'm actually like, go. Because you're not going to get what you're looking for.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
People as well, just like, well, obviously, why don't you just vlog it? Like, if it's part of your life, surely you can turn that into...
Can you imagine trying to feed a child and also
but
hold
a that's what I'm thinking. Like, are people... Is there an expectation for you to be like, well, if it's your life, why don't you just film that? That's content.
And I think it's so much easier said than done, like, okay, let me go charge my batteries, get a camera set up, get a tripod set up. Like, sometimes the setup takes twice as long as the filming. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
And that's especially with our other channel, the Sweet Life content. That's why we film most of it actually on our iPhones, because I've stopped being like so concerned about quality and stuff like that, because it's like, to me, get it up. Like, it's what I can do. I can film it on my phone. So we're just going to like whip it out, film it on my phone, and it's totally fine. Like, it gets the job done. It's fine. But I think that my content and everything like that, and just the way that I'm naturally gearing, is towards that kind of content. Like, Sweet Life channel is, not that I'm quitting Robbie Chrissy, I love it, but I just find like a deeper purpose and meaning into stuff like that. And that's where my heart really is right now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, things can change, but, you know, it's scary. It's really scary to...
But I think that's like the natural progression, isn't it? Like you say, you've been on YouTube for 10 years doing beauty. Who Well, from a business point of view, first of all, to stay relevant, I guess you have to change it up every so often, whether that's 10 years or not, stay relevant.
that was air quotes.
Air quotes in the podcast. I mean, if you're not, you know, reinvent yourself on TikTok, which I feel like unless you're 17, you can't really do.
Oh, I just can't do.
I'm not even going to bother with it. But that's the thing is, like, I think, as cheesy as it sounds, one thing YouTubers always say is what gave them the success that they have is because they were doing something that they genuinely loved doing, and like their heart was in it as well. And I think that is like such a key part of not just creating good content, but creating actually successful content. Do you know what I mean? Like content that performs well as well. That's kind of a question. I don't know what that was.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think I agree. It's so hard, though, because I will say from a content creator perspective, it's really hard. And I don't know if you guys have ever felt this because I feel like you are so still in it. Like you are at the top of your game and like you're both in this, not new, obviously you've been doing it for a few years, but like you're still beauty and skincare. Like that's your thing right now. But if in a few years you were like, man, I'm really interested in growing flowers. It's so far off of what I naturally do that it's very scary because I know in the world of YouTube, transitioning away from what you naturally, or what I have done, like beauty and makeup and stuff like that, is not that I'm transitioning away from it, but if my interests lie in like gardening and homesteading and, you know, like taking care of my yard and growing things and all that, like, you know, composting for crying out loud. Like, it's so hard because that's why I've created the second channel, because I knew I could not transition Robbie Christie to that. Like, people would be like, bye. This is so far off of
doing my makeup and compost.
Yeah. Well, and that it's so scary because I remember watching a YouTube channel or a video maybe like a few years ago. It popped up in my home feed recommended or whatever. And it was like fastest ways to kill a YouTube channel. And this was, this was before I had ever like gotten interested in anything else. And it was like, number one, change your content. And that has stuck in my head for the longest time of like, you can't change your content in any way because it will kill your YouTube channel. And that is maybe not even true because I have never just stuck to just makeup. I've always, you know, given my commentary on things here and there, but that stupid video stuck in my head. And it's just, it's a scary thought because nobody wants to kill their YouTube channel. But when your interests change, it's hard, you know?
Exactly.
And I think but videos like that, even like how to kill YouTube, that ages as well because people want to see
different
sides of you. I think this is why I really enjoyed doing our joint channel.
Yeah.
Because we were just asked by people to do that. And I was like, we don't have time. But as we started doing it, they become my favorite videos to film because they're not serious. Mm. They're not being too...
It's more us than our actual channels.
Yeah, it's more our personalities than our own channels. Because you're in a room by yourself being like, Here's a makeup box.
I don't know what you're looking at me. I'm not the makeup one.
There's a makeup box.
Like a box.
You know what I mean? There's makeup boxes.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
whereas when you're doing something you really like, and people have commented on our videos saying, on our joint ones saying, oh.
Sorry.
People have commented on our videos saying like, you know, I love your channels individually, but when you're together, you can see you're a little bit more yourself. And I think it goes to say, if you do change up your content, I do believe that a lot of people watch your content because of you as a person.
Well, this
nobody's
is what
watching
I was
your
ask.
Yes, because nobody's watching your videos and hating you, but loving the makeup you're doing on some of it. Well, some people maybe.
Maybe. But I feel the same way.
Yeah. I feel like you... From an outsider perspective, obviously I haven't deep dived into your analytics, but I do feel like there's this rule, right? 10% of views you're meant to get your video to subscribers.
That's
so
what I say.
I guess your views going from that are above average in the sense that I feel looking from the outside that you have quite a dedicated audience in the sense that when you do post a video, I feel like you're almost guaranteed a certain amount of views, which is above the average kind of thing. That's kind of
maybe I've gotten skewed because of pregnancy videos being so popular. And then when they're not there anymore, people are like not watching as much. So my perception of what is doing okay is wrong. And I think that definitely is true, because it's always a level, because like these views and stuff like that I'm getting before, I try not to look too much into that stuff and film what I generally like, genuinely like to film, because it doesn't really matter if it performs well if I'm doing, if I'm happy with what I'm doing.
Of course.
But it's so hard not to overthink, like, well, that one performed less good, so I'm never gonna fucking do that again, ever.
Yeah. And it's like, especially we always say, like, when the YouTube analytics, the studio is like, this video is performing less than usual.
I hate that.
No one
it's
likes
awful.
You.
Yeah. It's
no one likes you this week. Yeah.
And that's a relatively horrible. New thing, just FYI for any listeners. Mm-hmm. Like, in the last, like, year or two, it started doing this thing where when you click on your analytics, it's like, less viewers are liking this video. And you're like, oh my God, why?
Loads of people are watching, but they're turning off halfway through. It's like,
it's so brutal, and you're like,
but then,
oh,
like,
well,
when
everyone
the video's
hates me, cool.
doing well, yeah, when the video's doing well, you get those little confetti bits. Have you seen
yes.
those?
Like, it's and like every like, arrow is up and green, yeah. and you're like, yeah, I'm killing it. And then the next video is like down and red.
Yeah, it's like, well, that's it. I'm giving up. I'm quitting.
I'm giving up. I guess I'm quitting YouTube now because I'm irrelevant. God,
It's sorry, Karen.
Go ahead. No.
Have you had feedback from? Your change, it isn't, I say change, and it's not a change in content for,
cause it's a
for
new
me,
because
it's a, on Chrissy's regular channel,
okay.
when you were, or even, no, overall, stories on Instagram, tweets, things like that, were you getting, I say feedback, but I mean, like, comments from people saying, like, I don't like this change.
Like, this isn't what I subscribed for, like,
oh yeah, you definitely get
those
that,
types
yeah. But, it's hard, because if you actually look at my content, I said the word, like, change it up. Ain't nothing's changed. I'm doing makeup and talking. Nothing has actually changed. Mm-hmm. I just feel like maybe so much that I personally have changed that it feels like it's changing to me. But if you actually look at my videos, I've always done commentary. I've always done it in a Get Ready With Me style video. I've always sat and done makeup. My next video, totally makeup focused. Mm-hmm. So nothing's really changing. I think just to me, my heart has changed. I am a different person, so much so that it feels different to film these videos, because I want to do more. What I want to talk about and what I do talk about, I feel like there's such a fine balance, because I'm not a psychologist. I'm not a mental health professional, but I love talking about, I guess the thing that really fascinates me and I find so interesting to talk about is like, humans and our brains and the way that we work and the way that we perceive things and just like people in general, because I just feel like they're so, it's so complex and interesting, and just like the human experience and like there and then like science and like the microscope videos I was doing. So that's why I try to branch it out and like tie it back to makeup, because I do feel sometimes like, well, if it doesn't have makeup in it, people don't give a shit about it. But that's not true, because
I don't think that's the case. Yeah.
I
especially, again, like
I
said, as cheesy as it is, people do follow people's channel for you. I would never watch someone
when I started watching you a couple of years ago, it wasn't because I was into makeup. Like, I don't know anything about makeup, but I can't remember how I found you. You were like in the suggested and I clicked on it. And, like, I was tidying my room, I think, and you were, like, in the background. And then your video was just playing one after the other after the other. And I was like, I'm not watching you do your makeup. I'm literally listening to what you talk to. And I guess seeing a nice look at the end is a bonus, you know?
Sure.
So I think that's why, as well, the moment you launched another channel, I was like, oh, let's go check that out. And now I'm interested in compost and greenhouses. Because it's the personality behind it. And, yeah, chapter changes. But I do feel like... what am I saying? I can't remember. I love your channel.
Well, thanks.
And
that's the thing. I totally agree with that. Like, when I like somebody and what they do, like, I like them. I don't really... I mean, the content is really interesting, but, like, I watch people and I'm like, what am I... Like, you're not even doing it. You're just chatting. But I like... Yeah. When I like somebody, I like watching them, you know? I just...
Yeah.
I think that I am the kind of person, and I've always been this way. This is not new. But I... just genuinely don't understand. I guess I don't see, you know, people be like, I love you, and you're like, why? Like, but I don't see it, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, why?
Yeah.
And I just guess I don't, I get, maybe I don't have as much confidence in myself as I should on like personality front, because a lot of people do say that, like, oh, I'm not watching for the makeup, I just like your YouTube videos because I like you. And to me, I'm like, no. No.
That's what I'm doing.
It can't be that.
Have a discount code.
Yeah, it's hard.
Here's the thing, though, and it's... oh, God, I don't know what I was going to say at all.
That was very important.
I just went, here's the thing. I'm so used to saying, here's the thing. I just said it.
Here's the thing.
Here's the thing.
Here's the thing, though.
And that's a fact. Yeah. I don't know where I was going with that.
I know, I do that so much.
List of questions.
Yes,
I do. Do you want to look at your list of questions?
Are you lost of your questions? Oh, they stopped really abruptly.
Abruptly.
Well, I was going to say something.
Obviously, when you... Because as we've been saying, you haven't changed up your content that drastically at all on your own channel. Were the people that were like, you know, expecting this huge change up in content and were looking forward to it, and it's like, we're going to get loads of baby content. You're like, you know what, actually, I'm not changing my content up that much. So there was like almost like this reverse opinion where people were like, please don't change your content. This is what I subscribe for. But then there were people that like,
it didn't actually happen. Well, let me add on to that with what I was going to say then, because when you shared your pregnancy, well, how you found out you're going to be pregnant, everyone cried for weeks. And then you shared your actual birth story, which, by the way...
We were saying folding clothes and crying.
bawling my eyes out. Straight after you gave birth, I was like, I can't fucking deal with this.
Yeah.
And it was... not that I was there, you know, and it must have been horrendous for you, but I was like, this is, like, unbelievable. Like, I don't want this to... Like, same. I can't do this.
You may not know what he was going through.
No one thought about me during this. I'll say, if you haven't watched it, go and watch. So it's when you find out your pregnancy story, which I swear I saw on like a someone that, like an article thing online, news thing online. It was like, watch this pregnancy story, it will make you crazy, you know. You know when they put really like which everyone was like, and people were sending it to me as well. People were like, you have to watch. I'm watching. And then you shared your actual birth story. Go ahead and watch those. Carrying on to what James was saying.
You held your head. You have to remember
God.
It.
Oh my god.
I'm gonna hit him. You're gonna witness.
What was your thing?
I said, was there an expectation for you to do this new content, which then didn't happen? So we'd be like, where's the bit? No.
Oh god. No. I want to know. This is why we write things down. You know when we say it's an organic conversation, maybe it shouldn't be.
It shouldn't be.
Maybe we should just practice scripts.
Your practice run.
Yeah.
Have you got it now?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
So you were saying, what were you saying, sorry?
Oh my God.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
No, I forgot what I was saying.
I was saying,
too much. It's really late here. It's really hot. And
it's
I don't know
really
what you're doing.
It's not really late.
Yeah, that's late for me. 8:15. I'm like, it's nearly bedtime, 9:00. Right. I was saying.
You were saying.
There was this expectation that her whole content was going to change up, and then, you know, just carried on as normal.
You know, I was only going to ask what your feedback was like from those videos.
I can't believe... I actually can't believe that. Is that it?
After all this,
we have something really like pivotal or something like. Yeah, he'll come back and ask that question. It's too difficult for me to have asked that. Jesus. Let's just pull a McDonald's Coke out the fridge like it lives in there.
I wanted the same because you would want another one.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. Oh. Please leave this whole thing in. Leave the whole thing in.
Oh, we have to, so people can hear that.
So embarrassing for me.
How was it? How was it?
I thought it was going to be like profound question.
It was such an intense shared experience. Did people like it? Sick now.
Oh, I think my kidneys or whatever's in your back really.
Yeah.
Okay.
After. It was so good. I was like, you need to know.
Oh no, remember this, remember this.
I just lost all train of thought.
I don't know what's going on anymore.
No, we might have to leave it there.
That was fun for me.
Yeah, that is it. Well, let's ask you some advice then, maybe.
Okay.
For future mums who are online. Oh, just for mums in general who often get, who maybe feel nervous going into motherhood, who maybe might be questioning sharing their, child publicly, or even people who are going to get that kind of unsolicited advice. What advice would you give them
on how to deal with unsolicited advice?
I say that you're the only mom for your child. So you're the best mom that they could ever have. It doesn't matter what other people think about your parenting. As long as you're doing your best and you're not harming your child in any way, you do whatever works for you. Do whatever feels right and natural to you. Go with your gut. The whole thing about it is it's unfathomably scary and difficult to be a parent. And sometimes it can be so isolating, but if you're just honest with your feelings and your emotions, open up to people. If it's really hard for you, you're not alone. If it's really easy for you, also not alone. There's absolutely people on all sides of the spectrum. And I think that sorry if you can hear him crying in the background.
Yeah, that's cool.
He's getting a diaper change. He really doesn't like it. it's going to vary for everybody. It's not something that you can, prepare for enough, or that you can understand how it's going to be enough. It is something that you must experience to know how it's going to be for you. You don't know who your kid's going to be. You don't know who you're going to be as a parent. And it's a very huge responsibility that can sometimes feel really engulfing, because you are now responsible for another person, but not just for a week or a month or a year, but for the rest of your life, you will be a parent. And it's not, that's a very scary feeling, because there is no break. You can't, I've said this, I made a TikTok about it, but I was talking about how, if you're at a party and you're stressed out or not having a great time, you can go home. If you're on a trip, you can book a flight early. If you are not having, if you're tired, you can just go to bed. But all of that disappears when you're a parent. You can't just quit. You can't tap out. There is nowhere to go. So when you are at your wit's end, you must just do your best to try to get through it as best as you can. And sometimes it can feel really difficult. And some days are I saw a mom explain it on TikTok to say that the highs are unparalleled and the lows feel permanent. And I think there is no better way to describe parenting. And so for people to know that, like, there are going to be some of the best days of your life, and then you're also potentially going to be some of the hardest days of your life. And just to know that, like, that's normal and it sucks, but it just is what it is. And if you're trying to navigate that online, go with your gut, you know, and you might make a mistake. Like, I regret sharing my son's name initially, so I don't share it now. I regret showing pictures of him, so I just don't post him now. I don't necessarily regret it. I hate to use that word, but I, you know, it felt, once I did it, it felt like I shouldn't be doing that. Right. I shouldn't have done that. So I don't anymore. And so I just say, like, with everything, try to, like, drown out the background noise. There's going to be a lot of it. You just have to do what's best for you and your family. And, you know, I think that there's a lot of really, really huge opinions when it comes to parenting, and rightfully so. It's taking care of another human life, but people can take it to an extreme and make you feel like a terribly shitty parent for doing things that work for you. But again, they don't have to live in your house. They don't have to take care of your kid, and they don't have to do any of this. So you do what works for you, and it may go against what is, like, the absolute best. Like, we have, we're almost in an age of too much information, where I feel 100%. Like parents, like, whereas parents back in the day might have had a little bit of an easier time because they, not easier, I hate to say easier, because I'm sure it's hard for everyone, but, like, there was kind of one way to do things. Like, when you feed your baby, you feed them jarred baby food, and then you feed them a little bit thicker baby food. Now it's like, do you do that? Do you home make all the purees? Do you not do purees at all? Do you do baby led weaning? If you don't, are you a shitty parent? Is my kid gonna choke? There's almost too much to know. So it's, like, overwhelming, because it's like, how are you gonna diaper? What are you gonna do for their schooling? What are you gonna do for this? And, like, because there is so many opinions, it's really impossible to feel like you're doing it well or correct.
Right. Yeah.
But it doesn't matter what is right or correct for somebody else. If it doesn't work for you and it's stressing you out, let it go. It means nothing. They don't have to live in your house. So that's how I'm taking this whole thing. Like, I, you know, if putting on a TV show for your kid is, like, how you can get through the day, put it on. If it's not and you're against screen time, totally fine too. You just do what works for you, and who cares? Like, who gives a shit? Like, you don't have to take care of my kids. Exactly. So, like,
yes, good advice that we'll never need, because we're not going to have kids.
Well, that we know of yet. You don't know. I feel like some people, I'm really phlegmy from laughing. I feel like people can be like, and up to a certain age, I mean, we're early 30s, so maybe we should hurry up, make a choice. But I feel like up to a certain age, you're like, no, I don't want this, I don't want this. And then everything can change. All of a sudden, instantly.
Yeah. I mean, I said so I wasn't having kids either. So.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I was like,
you wanted children, right?
I did 10 years ago. And then when I decided that I wasn't going to be, like, it wasn't going to happen, I was like, fine. Like, cat mom for life. Don't care. Yeah. Love my life. Like, so I was 100% like, you both, like, I'm not having kids. And I was totally happy, cool with that decision. So that's why it blindsided me so much, because I had already mapped out my life as, like, I'm not going to have kids. And then, here we are. So
that's exactly it. Like, life can change in a split second.
Yeah.
And it's, that's very scary, and we'll leave you with
very but exciting. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate your whole time, all your stories, everything you've shared with everyone. Your choice of how much you shared with everyone online. Yeah. Where can everyone find you in general on socials?
So there's Robbie D. Christie is my YouTube channel, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok. It's all the same. And then we also have that second channel that we talked about, where we do, like, homesteading, gardening. We, you know, it's a joint channel with my husband, and we both just, it's all of the, like, happy, very calm content, just the things that we end up working on throughout the daily. That's what we love and want to do, and it's the thing that we focus on. We watch YouTube videos on all day, and that's the sweet life of Zach and Christy. And that's same with, like, Instagram, TikTok, everything. We're all the same. So that's what we're doing. And
amazing. Well, thanks. sorry, it's that laughing phlegm.
No, I got it too.
It's awful. Well, we will see you online.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you guys so much for having me on. I really appreciate it. It was so fun to talk to you.
Our pleasure. And thank you for being here with us. It was a very, when we were going to ask, it was like, no, she wouldn't want to do this.
Yeah, she wouldn't do this.
No. Podcast type of thing, this is my, like, this is my place to shine. Not shine. I actually feel like I didn't shine at all, and I'm going to overthink the shit out of this when we get done. I'm telling you right now.
No, it was
I'm
going to be like,
we have to refilm it, you guys. I didn't answer those good. Sorry. I didn't like that.
Just send voiceovers. We'll slide them in.
Okay. Perfect.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thanks. Thank you so much.
Well, that was Christy. That was really nice.
I feel like we could have chatted for a lot longer. Mm. And there's so many other topics other than just her being a mother and the influence of space that I feel like we could talk about again and again.
Well, why didn't you then?
Right, Marcus, you're not supposed to be here. Hopefully, if we have enough time next time, we'll talk about it.
Yeah.
Marcus.
So listen, thank you so much for listening. Go ahead and follow Christy on all her social medias, which I'm sure you do already.
Hello Marcus Welsh.
No, not you. Right, you need to shut up. You need to
be Marcus Welsh on YouTube. You need follow.
You need to be quiet. So what are we doing? Is that the what are we doing?
Double I don't know now.
At the Double Cleanse podcast on Instagram. No, what is it? Yeah.
At Double.
You know what? You know everything. Thank you so much for joining us. And also, go ahead and follow on Instagram at whatyouthinkinghun and just see what happens on the 1st of
September. See what happens on the 1st of September. It could change your life. It might not.
I mean.
But you'll never know unless you follow the Instagram.
What would it be? What?
Marcus, I don't. Marcus, it's fine.
It sounds really.
Leave it with me.
It sounds like it should be exciting, but then you'll be disappointed.
Leave it with the gods.
Thanks, everyone. Bye.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.